Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Joey Harrington coming up next hour. Right now, April 19, 2024, time for In the News! I am your noted and sexy newsman. Please be seated.
I am. I never stood up.
Thank you. Well, a lot of people do.
That's true.
When I
enter a room. Although, to be fair, you've been sitting here the whole time as well.
Yeah.
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went. It's random. Greg Doyle left.
Yeah, lit up the room.
Apologize for that.
Yeah, we're just as creepy as Greg Doyle, apparently.
Yeah,
well,
just,
you are.
But just to each other, though.
It's National Chicken Parm Day.
Who doesn't love a good chicky parm parm?
God, you ain't kidding.
You know, there's nothing like sitting down at the Olive Garden, the finest Italian restaurant money can buy.
That's right.
Order yourself a deep-fried chicken parm. Mm. Some free breadsticks.
It's also the it's also Bicycle Day.
Yeah, go pedal. I do enjoy riding my bike, and that's a bit of an upset. If you'd go back and found me 20 years ago, would have laughed at you.
Imagine if someone's in a coma and they were big Souk fans
mm-hmm.
in 2006 and they wake up
yeah.
in 2024
yeah.
and they see that you're a cyclist
mm-hmm.
and you drive an EV. What would they say?
It's rough times out there. People can change.
Such a snowflake.
Well, I am a...
Where did you go wrong?
I am a soy boy. I've seen the note.
Hey, Timberline Lodge is closed.
Yeah.
And the ski area is closed.
Caught on fire. Yeah. Woke up this morning to see that.
Yeah.
Look at the pretty good flames that I saw on Twitter, but they're saying it's not as bad as it initially looked.
The fire started around 9:30 in the attic on the north side of the historic lodge. Employees tried to douse the blaze using fire extinguishers but could not. Firefighters arrived in about 20 minutes and were able to keep the fire contained to the attic and the roof. So they've closed it. Now, our sources are telling us they could be open by Sunday because they got to clean up the water damage from
sure.
the hoses.
Yeah.
And then patch up the roof.
All right.
But so, everything else is fine.
Everything else is fine. All right. That's good because, you know, Timberline Lodge, that's a historic venue. I think it has actually been
yeah.
deemed a historic, landmark.
Yeah. So they could have been worse.
Do we know what, did you say, do we know what caused the fire?
I don't think they know yet.
I haven't seen that anywhere, so. I just know if it was like, did it happen in a kitchen or was some jackass smoking when they shouldn't have been? Or
well, arson. If it was only in the attic, yeah, maybe they're trying to get insurance money.
Did you see the, that was on the, who's the guy that, he was in Breaking Bad and The Boys.
Jesse from Breaking Bad.
No.
That would be Aaron Paul, but no, you're thinking of Giancarlo Esposito,
yes.
who plays Gus Fring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's in The Gentleman.
Yeah, he's in The Gentleman. Yeah, I saw today that he said before he got Breaking Bad, made me think of that, that you said the insurance thing, he said that he was contemplating and had looked into hiring his murderer to kill him so that his kids could get insurance money. He was so broke.
Really?
Yeah. That was a headline. I was like, okay.
Dang. I'm pretty sure that wouldn't have worked.
Well, it seems very dark. I mean, I understand you want your kids to have some money, but I'm pretty sure my kids would rather have me around than me dead and a little money.
But isn't that easy to say now that you're rich?
Yeah.
Come on, Gus.
Yeah. That was a headline today I saw.
Did you see have you been following the videos of the Brazilian Weekend at Bernie's?
Oh, yeah. We talked about it while you were gone. Dude, the video is insane.
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
She literally wheeled him into... This is a dead guy.
Yes. Her uncle.
She wheels him into the branch.
Yes.
To sign something.
And she, yes. like, makes his head nod. Yes. It's so weird.
Yeah. She turns to him, and it's in Portuguese, so, you know, but I guess the translation is... She says, "Uncle, do you want this loan?" And then she reaches back and grabs the back of his head and shakes it. And then she puts the pen in his dead hand and then tries to grab his wrist and get him to sign.
Dude, that's another kind of crazy.
Well, and it was for like $3,400 too.
Is that it?
That's it. And it wasn't even... She wasn't trying to steal his money. She was trying to take out a loan in his name. Which, again, at that point, is like, good luck getting that paid back. My man's dead. Is she not aware that banks have cameras, too?
Well, I thought it was funny in the story. They were like, well, the tellers actually were tipped off by the nodding of his head.
They weren't tipped off by anything else?
Right. Like, that's all. Oh, it's like, wow, I really wouldn't have noticed except for the nodding of the head.
And his eyes and everything else and the smell of death. Yeah, and it's all on film. You can.
Yeah, it's all on tape.
Look it up.
Crazy. A man is facing domestic violence charges, among other crimes, after lighting a trailer on fire by using a Molotov cocktail in southeast Portland. This happened last night around, yesterday morning around 6:15. Southeast 162nd and Southeast Division. Fire crews extinguished the fire, determined that arson was the cause of the incident. They say a man and woman were near or at the fire when it was lit. No reported injuries. Apparently, this guy didn't like those two people.
No.
And so he threw a Molotov cocktail in their trailer.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, you go back to the basics. I mean, the oldest trick in the book, right?
They found the suspect, William Wingo, 33 years old. He tried to run but was quickly apprehended. Apparently, he's slow.
He's not fleet of foot. Just... I don't know why, but I find it funny the idea of someone hucking an alcohol fiery ball at something and then
not being able to run away.
Slowly shuffling away as the police sirens go, and I just can't run anymore. Meanwhile, he ran like half a block. Be in better shape if you're going to be an arsonist.
So they're saying he previously lived in that trailer and he was doing it with the female. And he had assaulted her the day before with a slingshot and lit a blanket on fire. So,
good Lord.
Yeah.
What is happening out there?
Didn't have all that on my bingo
card.
It's getting wild in the streets.
He had other outstanding warrants, but he's been hit with a myriad of charges.
What? He's got other charges? Who would have thought? Would you see the story about the dude? Remember the guy that crushed the lady's head with a rock after he said he was going to when he got out of the mental hospital?
No.
You don't remember that story?
No.
Yeah, guy was at the Oregon State Mental Hospital, and he told the workers there, he goes, yeah, I want to hit someone over the head with a rock. And they're like, well, we've kept you here as long as we can keep you. So they let him out. He walks out the door, picks up a rock, and smashes a woman in the head with it.
Like right outside the door?
Right outside the door. Literally walked outside, picked up a 34-pound rock, hit the next lady he saw in the head with it.
She die? I hope not.
No, but she was seriously injured. Yeah, turns out they're not going to let that guy stand trial. So
they're not going to let it. In other words, he's locked up for good?
No, oh no.
Or
no,
he's back out.
Well, you read about it. It's a whole thing. It was a little hard to understand. So they're saying that they treated him for a year and they were like, no, he still can't stand trial. And because of some limitations, they can't keep him indefinitely, so there's like this, it's very, no one's certain how long he's actually going to stay in the hospital. But he's back in the hospital because they deem that he can't be released because he's too dangerous, but they won't let him stand trial for bashing the woman's head in.
Where was he?
The state hospital in Salem. Yeah. No. But we can't put him in prison because, well,
Jesus,
I don't know.
Did you see the Vancouver police officer who was on trial?
No. What are we doing out there?
Well, her name is Andrea Mendoza, and she is accused of fourth-degree assault, which is a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
But her trial started yesterday because she... So this is in a parking lot of a Walmart, May of last year.
Nothing good happens in the parking lot at a Walmart. I can assure you of that.
You can watch the video. I've watched it. The Vancouver police put it out there. They have the Walmart view, the Walmart camera view, and then they have the police cam view. And I watched it, and I will tell you, it is exactly as described.
Okay.
She is with another cop who's a male, and the girl, there are two perps, a girl and a boy. The girl runs away. The boy gets dragged to the ground by the two cops, okay?
Okay.
But he doesn't go without a fight. I think the kid's pretty stocky. He's 21, 22 years old.
He's in the husky teen section.
Well, I mean, I just say that because he's strong. Like, yeah. He could be hard for her by herself to take down.
He's not a little kid.
And the dude cop she was with is a skinny dude. But they got him down. Well, then he gets up and he tries to, I mean, he's wrestling with them again.
Sure.
So she tases him. Mm-hmm. And the male cop then is able to subdue the perp. Well, as the kid is on the ground, he's also saying he can't breathe. The guy fixes his sweatshirt so he can then breathe. Okay, she pulls down his pants and puts the taser on his nuts.
Oh, I think we read this story when it first happened. Is it now finally coming to justice?
Yeah, she's on trial.
Okay.
So there's a whole trial here, but she did not tase him in the genitals. But she did, and it is on the video. Of course, they blur everything out, thankfully.
Yeah.
But she does pull down his pants, and she holds that thing right on his...
Right to the fun bag.
Pork steeple.
Yeah. Ooh,
it's all right there.
Pork steeple.
Yeah, and he... And now...
But she doesn't fire it?
No, she does not tase
it. It's just the threat.
It's the threat of, hey, I'm going to... Now, a couple things you need to know. One, he is subdued at this point.
Yeah.
The male cop seems to have him under his... Under control.
Where do I find this video? I can't find this. I'm on.
Well, I see it. I think KGW put it out there.
Okay.
It's on the KGW story about this trial. And so apparently his body parts were exposed for about 25 seconds.
Oh, she got the undies down too and everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's just laying there. And I will say.
Let me see right here.
That he then, from that point on, he did cooperate. But he had already been tased once, but not in the genitals.
At that point, he cooperated.
He was like, okay, fine, fine.
Fine.
So then they rolled him over and his pants came back up. So that was the end of it.
Is he suing for like indecent?
He's not suing. She is charged.
Charged with a crime.
With a crime. Fourth degree assault. And so she is on trial. I talked to a cop friend of mine today who said this is going to be a tough one for her.
Yeah.
Because she was with another cop who seemed to have him
under
control.
I'm looking at it right here. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Yeah, right?
You can't.
I wasn't lying.
No. I mean,
I'm listening to the audio. Knock it off or I'll shoot it in your nuts.
Yeah, she says, knock it off or I'll do it in your nuts.
Do it in your nuts, yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
And she's got those things hanging out there.
She's got it right there. And she did indeed pull down his pants.
Yes.
Like, it's one thing if the pants.
Yes.
I was wondering if the pants were kind of falling down.
No.
She yanks
stuff out.
Yeah, you can't.
And drops that taser right on there.
Yeah, you can't. You can't do
that. My wife did that to me once.
It's not the worst Thursday night you've ever had, right? Can't do that. You can't. Now, you know, I mean,
now,
I try to back my police officers. I think it's a very tough job, but you got to call a strike when there's a strike. And I'm not even certain if that one is on the corner. I kind of think that's middle half of the plate there. You can't do that.
So her defense is arguing that the law allows police officers to use necessary force to arrest people and to defend themselves. A friend of mine that I talked to said that, look, if she were by herself trying to handle that guy,
sure,
this may be different.
Yeah.
But
can I ask, like,
it's not. And she wasn't.
The pulling down of the pants. Like, I get if you've got the taser and you're like, hey, I'm going to put it right there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But you can't be
Yankee. You can't yank out somebody's junk.
No, you can't.
And by the way, if you want to tase him, just tase him. You always tase him.
Exactly.
Like, why do you have to...
Well, I think
like,
it's
what's
the,
she doing there?
I think the idea is more of the threat. But, like, it's the same thing. Like... We can't be going around pulling out up tops and threatening to tase
right.
in the girls.
Like, I do
can't.
Think that from an effectiveness standpoint, like if you were told you were to get tased there versus, I don't know, your chest or your arm, you might listen a little bit more.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying she can do
possible.
It.
It's possible. Can't. He did.
Yeah, know. He stopped.
He did.
You know, you can't.
Or maybe she's pervy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is the Doyle of cops.
Yeah.
But it works the same way. I can't flip.
I like that you're here.
I can't flip someone over and tell them that the balloon knot's about to get zapped. You can't do it. You just
well,
can't.
Well, she did it.
You can't.
So we'll see what happens with that trial.
I got a good idea what's going to happen with the trial. You're about to get charged.
Yeah, it's a gross misdemeanor, so yeah. I don't know if she'll go to jail. But...
My guess is she gets fired.
Well, she's been on leave, so she probably won't get her charge.
Yeah.
Sure job back. Hey, coming up next.
So, important safety tip, everyone. Don't tase in the balls.
Well, and you always get the guy who's like, well, don't try to run from the cop.
Yeah.
Well, but
I understand.
You just can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. You can't. You can't do that.
They can. Well, they can tase you.
You can't yank down.
But she went a little far.
Went a little far. Got a little rambunctious. Got caught up in the moment. Can't do it.
So note to self, don't fall asleep at the TriMet station.
Yes.
You see that?
Yeah, I saw this one.
Oof.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.